Radio Live Business News with Westpac, helping businesses grow.
Okay, Bernard Hickey, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon.
You're at Wynyard Quarter today, aren't you?
That's right, yeah. Down here in the thick of the construction action, looking around, I counted 14 cranes this afternoon. There's plenty going on down here.
Yeah, all the cranes, all the action is Auckland, isn't it? There are cranes everywhere in Auckland.
That's right. You've got commercial building going on. You've got all these apartments starting to crop up, and of course lots of work around the central rail link where, you know, they're putting that tunnel in, and there's a whole bunch of buildings setting up near the stations.
Yeah, so Phil Goff's kind of taken over Auckland at the right time because there's going to be a bit of progress in the next, during his Lord Mayorship. You're going to see quite a bit of progress, aren't you?
That's right. He will be the one who does the digging for the train line, who snips the ribbon to get it going, and he'll also be there for another infusion of people coming into Auckland. So Auckland's going really well at the moment in terms of population growth, in terms of numbers of people coming through. It really is cooking.
Yeah, it is. Okay, let's talk about the markets. They were flat again today, weren't they?
Yeah, obviously the last 6 weeks there's been big drops on the NZX 50, but we've seen in the last couple of days a stabilisation in the market. People are now waiting to see what happens with interest rates over the next 2 to 3 months, particularly ahead of the Federal Reserve's decision in December. So people are just waiting and watching to see what the next crisis is. I suspect, too, they're all waiting to see what happens with the US presidential debate and the latest debate and the actual election coming in 3 weeks. That'll be a key thing for financial markets to watch.
Mm. Hey, Port of Tauranga forecasting a bit of an increase in profits. This is good news, isn't it?
Yeah, Port of Tauranga has done very well in capturing a lot of the container trade. Remember, they've got this big announcement of the big ship that's come through in the last month or so, the biggest ship to ever come to New Zealand, and that has given them a boost. Also, they're doing a lot of the logs and a lot of the bulk shipping that's going out there. And today we heard from their annual meeting where they expected a slight increase in their profit. And they also took a swipe at the ports of Auckland and their talk of inventing or building a new port on the Firth of Thames, which I have to say highly unlikely at this stage. But clearly, Port of Tauranga is the one that is striding ahead of the rest of the ports in New Zealand, getting those big ships and doing the big volumes. Remember, they've got that special deal with Fonterra and the big meat exporters to export from Port of Tauranga.
Mm. Can you get a port into the Firth of Thames, can you?
Well, that was the claim in the big port study we had out a couple of months ago. I'd be really surprised. A, there's an awful lot of dredging you'd have to do, I suspect. And then you'd have to build all the infrastructure, all the housing. There's a lot of stuff that goes into a port. You need a lot of people. You need a lot of buildings. You're really starting from scratch. And I get the impression that port study was done largely to quieten down a bunch of people who wanted to kick Port of Auckland out of Auckland itself, and that's going to continue. But a Firth of Thames port, highly unlikely.
I reckon that'll be the one thing that Phil Goff really struggles on, Bernie, because I think his plan is to move the ports of Auckland at some stage. Good luck, pal. We're going to take it to, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it is still New Zealand's largest port. And remember, Auckland is the biggest population source, and that's where a lot of the imports come into. You have to get those containers to Auckland in some way. It may not expand as it hoped, and it wouldn't surprise me to see at some point the port operating company disconnected from the land and then potentially sold off, but with the council retaining that land. But I have to say, a lot of the growth that's going to come in that upper half of the North Island, probably going to come through Port of Tauranga rather than Port of Auckland.
Right. Hey, quickly, the pumpkin patch shares, these guys haven't done that well, have they?
Oh, no. Their shares fell another 17% today, just down to 6 cents. There's concern now as they approach a deadline for their funding. They're in negotiations with their banks. And we could see in the next few weeks, you know, some more tough news for Pumpkin Patch, which was one of New Zealand's iconic retailing brands, but has really struggled in the last couple of years.
Mm. Hey, good on you, Bernie. Always appreciate your time on the show. Bernard Hickey, of course, on the day on the markets and the day in business.